facing her inescapable fate. I returned to the lady. My hands had attained their battlefield steadiness. I wished for my kit. My knife would have to do. I laid her back, started digging. That quarrel would chew on her till I got it out. For all the pain, she managed a grateful smile. A dozen men surrounded Tracker and the Dominator now, everyone stabbing. Some did not seem particular as to whom they hit. The sands were about gone for the old evil. I packed and bound the lady's wound with material from her own clothing. We'll change this as soon as we can. The tribesmen were whipped. Toad Killer Dog was dragging himself toward the high country. That old mutt had as much staying power as his boss. Guards, freed of the fighting, hurried our way. They carried wood for the old Doom's funeral pyre. Chapter 58. End of the game. Then I spotted Raven. The damned fool. He was leaning on Case, hobbling. He carried a bare sword. His face was set. Trouble for sure. His step was not quite as feeble as he pretended. It took no genius to guess what he had in mind. In his simple way of seeing things, he was going to make everything right with Darling by finishing off her big enemy. The shakes came back, but this time not from fear. If somebody did not do something, I was going to be right in the middle, right where I would have to make a choice, to act, and nothing I did would make anyone happy. I tried distracting myself by testing the lady's dressing. Shadows fell upon us. I looked up into Silent's cold eyes, into Darling's more compassionate face. Silent cast a subtle glance Raven's way. He was in the middle, too. The lady clawed at my arm. "Lift me," she said. I did. She was as weak as water. I had to support her. "Not yet," she told Darling, as though Darling could hear. "He is not yet finished." They had gotten a leg and an arm off the Dominator. Those they threw into the woodpile. Tracker hung on so they could carve on the Dominator's neck. Goblin and One Eye stood by, waiting for the head, ready to run like hell. Some guards planted the Son of the Tree. Wind whales and mantas hovered overhead. Others, with the Taken, were harassing Toad Killer Dog and the savages through the forest. Raven was getting closer, and I was no closer to knowing where I stood. That son of a bitching Dominator was tough. He killed a dozen men before they finished carving him up. Even then he was not dead. Like Limpers, his head lived on. Time for Goblin and One Eye. Goblin grabbed the still-living head, sat down, held it tightly between his knees. One Eye hammered a 6-inch silver spike through its forehead into its brain. The Dominator's lips kept forming curses. The nail would capture his blighted soul. The head would go into the fire. When that burned out, the spike would be recovered and driven into the trunk of the Son of the Tree, meaning one dark spirit would be bound for 1,000,000 years. Guards brought limper parts to the fire, too.